Today is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So yesterday, I recorded... So basically, yesterday was a driving day. And that's about all I did yesterday was drive. I had a haircut slash realignment replacement. And I have to drive to St. Louis to do that currently. And so I got up around 8 o'clock, 8:30. I came upstairs. I did a little bit of work. I had forgotten to turn off or to turn on my out of office. And so I turned on my out of office on Outlook so that everyone, if they emailed me or anything like that, would get an email saying, hey, you know, I'm out of the office. I'll return emails on Wednesday. And then I also, Slack is our preferred messaging platform. Even though we do have Microsoft and Microsoft has Microsoft Teams, I know at some point, because I'm sure they probably include Teams in everything that we pay for in this whole, you know, deal that we do. So, and Slack charges a lot of money for these licenses per person. So I feel like at some point we'll get rid of Slack. But anyway, we have Slack. So if I accidentally leave that as working, my status as working, then people message me in Slack. And I do have Slack on my phone, but when I'm driving, I'm not able to answer. And I took PTO, so I really don't want to be answering work stuff. So I also set myself to away or on vacation on Slack. And then I recorded the episode, and it was a little bit shorter than normal, but I wanted to quickly do it and get it edited and everything, but I didn't post it right away because the normal time that I normally put out my episodes is around 6 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. Central. And so I decided I would do that from my phone or whatever. So I edited and uploaded the file, but I didn't create the new RSS entry. And I could have... I use WordPress for my website, and that also handles the RSS feed. And I could have done one of those delayed publishing things, and that's what Fatty does. Fatty records his episodes like 5 p.m., 4 or 5 p.m. the day before they're released. He posts them on his WordPress site, but he says, I don't want you to actually release this or to publish this article until 1 a.m. or something like that. I don't know what time he does, but whatever time. And so it gets released and, you know, now Moose P apparently knows where the files are stored or is able to log into the WordPress account. I'm not really sure, but Moose P has the, you know, the deets. And anyway, so I didn't do that. I just decided I would, my new phone is a two screen phone. And when you open it up, it's about the size of a tablet. It's the Microsoft Surface Pro Duo, and it is buggy, but I'm able to do a lot on it, and it's easy to go to the WordPress site and create a new article and stuff like that. So I thought I'll do that probably when I get to St. Louis. I'll do that before or after my haircut or something like that. And so there you go. I think I actually did it while I was driving. Shh, don't tell anyone. And I also downloaded some stuff on my phone to watch, because I normally watch, well, I say watch, but watch in air quotes. Obviously, I'm looking at the road. And I can't drive without looking at the road. So I'm mostly listening. But I like to put stuff on Netflix or YouTube or Hulu or whatever while I'm driving on these long trips by myself, because it helps keep me awake. And I figure the risk of me falling asleep is greater than the risk of me having my eyes off the road for a second. So I downloaded this, and I can't even remember the name of it now. It's a show about an Indian matchmaker. Indian as in India, the country. And I can't remember what it's called now. I'm kind of scrolling through, but It's not in my list now because I've already watched it. But it's fairly new. They put it on there within the last month, I would say. And it's about an Indian matchmaker. And it's fairly interesting. The most interesting thing to me about it is how transactional marriage is for a lot of Indian people and finding someone they love. Now, I'm not going to say that this is all Indian people, but the traditional Indian arranged marriage sort of situation, that still goes on for some people. And it's just interesting to me how they list out, okay, here are the things that I want in a spouse. And they give it over to this matchmaker. And I know that not everyone uses a matchmaker, but I mean, this whole process was just fascinating to me. They list out all these things, you know, must be 5'5" or taller, must be slim or in good shape, must be smart, must be caring, needs to be funny, you know, whatever. I don't know. But I mean, they list all these things. Even down to the caste that they're in, which I think is like some way of determining like status or something in the Indian culture. I don't know. I'm not an expert in Indian culture here. But anyway, and they list it all out. They give it to the matchmaker. The matchmaker goes and like goes through their database and finds people that will match. And then they have a meeting and all this kind of stuff. And it takes a lot of the romance out of it. But I was thinking, you know, the way we date now, the way people date now, because I'm thinking, oh, you meet someone, you get to know each other, you fall in love, you know, all that kind of stuff, doesn't really involve making lists and figuring out, okay, here's my criteria, and here's, you know, they have to be 5'3", or they have to be, you know, or taller, and they have to be, have a degree from a, you know, Ivy League college, and they need to be wealthy, or they, you know, whatever. I mean, you don't generally, at least here in the States, we don't generally write down all those things and go, okay, that's the criteria for my partner. So that was interesting. And not all Indians do that. And I'm sure not very many of them use matchmakers, because I would guess it costs a lot of money, because this matchmaker, she flies all over the place and meets people in person and has a database of all the... It's like the... For gay folks, and I was going to say, so, you know, in nowadays we have apps. And so it is kind of... I don't think we write down a list of our criteria, but what do? Like on Bumble or Grindr or Scruff or whatever, we flip through photos and these Indian matchmakers, they have a workup, a document that they do on each of their prospective candidates, and they call it the bio data. And so when they find some potential matches for you, they come over, she would go to these people's houses and have a folder, and she would give them a stack of papers, and she'd say, okay, here's the bio data for your potential matches. And they would go through, and there's like a photo and a profile, like where they went to school, how old they are, what religion they are, if they are at all, what's their height, what's their weight, what are their hobbies, you know, all of this stuff. And then they pick, you know, oh, this one sounds interesting to me and looks cute. You know, this one doesn't. You can throw that one away or whatever. And then they end up meeting eventually. And some of them, gosh, one of them, the mother basically told the guy, she's like, and he had not dated anyone. And she's like, by the way, you're getting married in November. So you need to pick someone because your wedding is going to be in November. I'm like, what? He hasn't even met someone yet. And then apparently after they pick someone, they don't necessarily have a long time of dating. They're like, okay, I've picked the person. Let's set the wedding date. So it's so different from the way we do things here in the States. But what I was going to say is, you know, it's the whole bio data thing is very similar to apps now. Because what are you doing when you swipe through Grindr? You're reading people's bio data and deciding, you know, which one you're interested in and which one you're not. So it's interesting that dating has become, these dating apps kind of replicate a matchmaker process that has happened for, I don't know, hundreds of years, potentially. So that was also interesting to me. So After I downloaded everything, I just got in the car and drove. And that was uneventful. I mean, nothing happened. Although we've moved a little bit further south, and so I've really got to factor that in when I'm factoring the amount of time, because I was almost late for my appointment. I stopped for lunch at Wendy's, and the line was a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be, and it took me like, I don't know, 15 minutes in line or something. And I normally give myself plenty of like extra time, but I didn't, I just, the past couple of times I haven't factored in the extra 20 to 30 minutes for where we live now. And so I've got it next time. I've got to really calculate that in. So, you know, anyway, I made it there. Nothing too spectacular happened. I did make it on time. I was about 5 minutes early, which is good. And I had my hair cut, did all that. And then I immediately got back in the car. I stopped and got gas, and then I was on my way back, and I didn't make any stops other than I stopped at Taco Bell for food and I got gas again. But I really wanted Subway for some reason. I had gotten a bag of chips at one of the gas stations and I really wanted just a sandwich, but I couldn't find a Subway sandwich place. Like, just looking at the restaurant signs as you drive past all the exits on the highway, I couldn't find one. So finally, I was like, okay, fine, I'll just get a burrito at Taco Bell. So I did that, came home and watched Good Mythical Morning on YouTube with Mark, and then it was bedtime. So that was it. That was all. And today I've mostly worked, but I found a way. So I have a PowerPoint presentation for Pyramid, and I found a way to crack the password. So I'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.